Welcome, everybody. If you're listening to this, you're listening to kind of the very first episode of Pokemon Mind and Body.
Woo!
Woo!
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Indeed. So we did our prequel episode, I guess, where everybody kind of got a chance to know us. And I'm one of your players, Bobby. And on the line with me is my other player, Sky.
Hey, everyone.
And we are joined by our fantastic DM, Lucas.
Hello.
Hello. And this is going to be our actual first narrative episode in Pokemon. And
living our best lives,
because it would be so much just greater if Pokemon were real.
I can't have an opinion because I'm the GM. You know, life would be awesome if I were made God, so I'm a little biased on which I would prefer.
Right?
Not a single day passes where I don't think how great it would be if I had a Pokemon pal instead of going to work every day.
Work is dumb, and it should it should be illegal to work on Saturdays. So we're gonna get ready to jump in here, but before we do all that, we do want to take a minute to plug where people can find us. So Lucas, being our DM, where can people find you on the internets?
Well, right now, I've got a pretty narrow presence. You can find me at GM Star Sun on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And that's really the only place you can find me at the moment. We'll see if that ends up expanding at some point.
Okay. Very good. Sky, where can people find you on the internets?
My primary handle on all of the social medias is at our Sandwich Surplus, spelled exactly how it sounds, and I also have a podcast called Pop Culture Failure, and you can follow that at Failed Pop Culture with no E at the end.
Okay, very cool. And everybody, you can follow this show, Pokemon Mind and Body. You can follow us on Twitter at Pokemon Mind Body. It's all one word. You can also find us on iTunes. We're officially on iTunes now. So
woo!
If you listen to us and you like what you're listening to, please leave us a review, because that helps us out. You can also email the show at PokemonMindAndBody@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter at SpaceKingBobby. And check out the other shows that I do, Nerdfix Strangers and The Wrestling Time Machine. And certainly, two last things before we get started, people we want to plug, fantastic people, is YvetteMakesThings.com. That is my wife's wonderful website where she makes badges and jewelry, dream catchers, stuffed animals, wrestle buddies,
and also super rad logos.
She did the logos for these shows. So go show her some love and follow Yvette Makes Things on Twitter and the internets and all over the place, and check out her Etsy store. And last but not least, Braxton Burke. We want to give a shout out to him because he's going to be responsible for the music that you're going to hear underneath scoring our adventure.
So that's awesome. Thank you so much, man.
That is really awesome. And Braxton, yes, thank you so much. We appreciate it. That's gonna add to all this. So thank you, sir. And let's
get up.
Yes, let's go ahead and dive right into this. The world of Pokemon. Take us away, Lucas.
All right. Excuse me. Hello there. Welcome to the world of Pokemon. My name is Redwood. People call me the Pokemon Power Professor. This world is inhabited by creatures called Pokemon. For some people, Pokemon are pets. Others use them for fighting. Myself, I study Pokemon as a profession. Tell me, first, what are your names?
Max.
Tesla.
Max! Tesla! Your very own Pokemon legend is about to unfold!
Rad.
A world of dreams and adventures with Pokemon awaits! Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
You'll wake up in your respective rooms.
The sun is shining. The bird Pokemon are singing. The Talo are tapping at your window.
Birds are dumb.
Today is the first day of your new summer job working for the Pokemon Power Professor, Professor Redwood. You're not even entirely sure how you got the job. You don't remember applying for it. But Professor Redwood sent you the congratulation letter, so it looks like it's your first day on the job either way. What would you like to do first?
Well, that seems like a clerical error. So, I guess if I'm in my room, waking up, first thing in the morning, I'm gonna get up and get dressed. I'm gonna wear my Celadon City Game Corner t-shirt, souvenir from back home in Kanto, and my black denim vest with the red Rocket R on the front left breast pocket.
You monster.
Hey. That'll be enough of that.
We'll see. And
it also has a Pokeball badge on it. And on the back of the vest is a tribal Mightyena design. I'm rocking some sweet black denim jeans. I've got I've stepped out of the shower. My blonde mohawk is all combed back. I've got my black denim jeans and my shoes on. And I've got my buddy Gigawatt with me, my Magnemite. And I think I'm going to get some breakfast.
Tesla misses his home back in Celadon and Kanto. It wasn't too long ago when he moved all the way to the Echo region. The small, tiny little nowhere town of Parvio Town is where his parents have brought him to work on the new jobs that they've gotten and to start to settle into a more relaxed life than the hustle and bustle of the city.
This town only has one horse in it, and it sucks. It's a one ponyta town, and that's not even very many ponytas.
Nah, you need like a Mudsdale if you're gonna have one horse in a town.
Right?
Over in Skye's, or over in Max's house.
Well, first things first, I'm gonna pull the cat off of my face. Because my buddy Shinx fell asleep. It's on my face, so I pull him off, or pull her off rather, and set her down.
And you have
this is something,
no face.
This is very, very commonplace. I have taken it completely in stride, and I just pull her off, set her down, and then I get up, shower, throw on my awesome, way too bright yellow coat, and jeans, and yellow shoes. I try to style my my wild blue hair, but it doesn't take. It just points in whatever direction it feels like. I'm like, knowing the battle's futile, I head downstairs to see, or you know, say goodbye to my mom. Grab
Chinx, Chinx.
Hey, sweetheart.
Chinx, Chinx, Chinx.
Yes, I do start today with Professor Redwood. I'm not sure how I got the job or why he wants me to work there, but that's fine. You're gonna come with. I think
Chinx.
Yeah. And also, thanks for not suffocating me again. I appreciate that.
Chinx, Chinx, Chinx.
Alright, let's go.
Alright. You head out into the out your front door into the town. Now, if you will take a look at our lovely little map I have here.
Which house is mine?
Your two houses are the ones with flowers in front up top.
Oh, okay.
Your parents apparently have decent gardens. As you were heading out of the house, by the way, you noticed that your parents aren't home. But that's not really too unusual. Whether or not they wanted to move to an idyllic little town like this, unless you have one of the few jobs that are held here, you have to make travel into one of the bigger cities. Because of that, it's not unusual for them to be up far earlier than you are, especially during the summer. Luckily for you, Redwood doesn't believe in early mornings either.
That's good.
Sounds like a delight.
I'm not a morning person. I mean, I am, but I'm not.
So, you step out, and it sounds like you both step out at about the same time.
Oh, good morning.
Hey. Tesla, right?
That's right.
You're new in town. How's that going?
This town is tiny.
Yeah. But we've at least got a Poke Center.
Yeah, I mean, and it's right next door, so I guess that's something.
Yeah. So, you're working with me with Redwood, right? There's something in the letter about another guy who lived close to me or something?
Yes. Let me, and I'm just going to, like, reach around and grab my backpack and start fumbling for the letter.
When yes. You pull out the letter that you saw the other day, it strikes you just how strange Professor Redwood really is. If only because of the excessive uses of caps locks and bolding throughout the letter that supposedly should be a professional one.
Oh, is this in Comic Sans?
Oh, no, no. Papyrus.
Oh.
Had to do it.
BT Dubs, I'm so glad everybody is here for all of our great font jokes. Oh,
when do we get into the formatting ones?
Oh.
Double-spaced.
Oh, double-spaced.
There are too many exclamation points, and across the whole thing it says, "Congratulations on your new position as my assistant!" And it gives you the time and date, and it goes on for a very long time about the exciting, wonderful opportunities that are available. And it says something at the end about, "Do not let others dissuade you from this path."
Why would they do that?
What, who?
Are we gonna be mucking out like Ponyta stalls and like?
So,
washing lab coats.
Oh, you are native to this town, yes?
Yes. I've just decided that right now.
Okay. You actually read this letter with a little bit of fear deep down inside you. Because while the Professor Redwood is a good man, and he has done a lot for the town, he's probably the only reason the town still exists or has anything resembling an economy. But part of that is because most of the economy revolves around repairing his lab.
Oh good. Mm.
Lucas, if I look at the letter, does it mention anything about cool chemistry equipment?
It doesn't, but you do know it's a lab, so you can kind of assume from that there's probably something there.
Hmm.
Okay. But yeah, no. Max knows that the professor is a very boisterous man and has gotten the nickname the Power Professor for trying to push Pokemon beyond into their greatest Pokemon they can be.
So Max, you're from this tiny little Waterburg. What's this professor guy like? Is he an actual professor?
He has a diploma on the wall.
I mean,
it's not for nothing.
I can print a diploma.
So, forgive the reference, but are you guys familiar with My Hero Academia?
Yes.
No.
Okay. So, think the most well, this is mostly for Max and for a description. Redwood is probably about 6'10".
Is Redwood All Might? Because I'm 100% down with that.
He is very much All Might crossed with a lumberjack.
Yes.
I don't understand these references. You guys are nerds.
Not even lumberjacks. Well, no.
Max,
you need to get yourself right.
Hold on one second. So Max, this is you've got a point of reference of what you're dealing with here. And you also know that he is that he has a habit of going through assistants. mostly because after a little bit, because his assistants are expected to assist him in his experiments. And many assistants have gone, I don't care what the pay is, I'm not going back. So you can explain this to Tesla however befits what you think would be best.
Okay. Well, he does some good work, but he's eccentric. I once saw him.
That's a nice word for weird.
Well, yeah. I once saw him force one of his assistants to break a chair over his back. It was pretty neat. I don't remember what the purpose was, but it happened. That was pretty cool.
So is he like a Cantonian gladiator? Is that what he is? Because that
yes.
was a, that was a cool show.
That's pretty much it. What was his name?
They shoot like bullet seeds at like contestants, and they have to like duck behind Nerf walls and everything.
Yeah, but only after the foam pad joust thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty knowledgeable, but he may have us doing some. I don't want to say reckless or dangerous.
It would absolutely be Marowak jousting.
That's it. I couldn't think of it off the top of my head.
That's what it would be. Yeah.
God, what would his name be? A power professor. I can't come up with a pun at the moment. What have my skills come to?
Professor Power?
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, he's a good guy. We'll probably be totally safe and fine.
Probably.
So, have you guys been perhaps walking to the lab during this time?
Yes. I've got Magnemite. He's kind of like hanging up above like my right side. Come on, bud. Hey. Let's go look at science stuffs.
You've got a Magnemite. That's pretty rad. This is my Jinx. Her name's Nikki.
Hello, and I'm going to reach out to kind of pet it.
She accepts it. But she's also eyeing Magnemite as though she's going to pounce. So I'll be like, maybe keep an eye on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have him stay a certain level. She's got no vertical. It's fine. But
and I'm going to kind of give like a what's up nod to Magnemite. So maybe he kind of just kind of floats a little higher.
A little bit.
Nikki is still eyeing the Magnemite at this time. Max, as you guys walk by, you see a lot of the more familiar locations. There's Mr. Green's house. There's Miss Gravel's house. Wonderful little old lady. Makes some great, great brownies and cookies. There's Mr. Acorn's house. He's actually a Pokeball maker, is known for making custom Pokeballs.
Oh.
Nice. So out of character, Lucas, I think I figured out what's happening, because I'm still hearing an echo. Mm-hmm. Are you picking up on that at all, Bobby?
No.
Okay. Because on Roll 20, there's that the voice thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Do you have that muted?
I thought I did. Let me... How about now?
Hey, there's just one of you now. It just occurred to me. Okay, Red. Alright, so, is this one the Pokeball guy?
Yes, it is.
Cool.
And there's a few other, people in town that just... But those are sort of the notables off the top of your head.
So, do you guys have any rock stars in town?
What? Where do you think you are, man?
I honestly don't know.
I mean, look, we've got the power professor, and he's got a big personality. So
you also notice the small pond off to your left as you walk down. It does take up a fair portion. You remember the day that the professor put it in. It wasn't there the day before, and then it was. It caused quite the stir around town, and a lot of head scratching.
Yeah. There used to be a Pokemon park here. And now it's a pond.
Oh. Is that a man-made pond?
I'm not sure what he used to do it. I heard a lot of Graveler yelling.
Okay.
And now there's a pond. So.
And now there's a pond. Okay. How deep is it?
I'm not sure. Never gone in it myself. Hmm. Don't quite trust it.
I'm gonna look
you
out
will
at.
Notice that the pond is actually have any of you ever had the chance to visit a quarry pond, like a limestone quarry pond?
No.
Or lake?
Yeah.
So if you ever get the chance, do it sometime, because the beautiful thing about it is the water is filtered by the stone and it comes in crystal clear, and you can see as deep down as the light goes, which means that at this little pond that's maybe, you know, give or take 200 feet across, it's not that big, you can see a almost perfect steady 45 degree angle from the edge of this little beachy sand place that just dips out into darkness.
Do I see any Pokemon in there?
You do, in fact. There are a lot of fish Pokemon in there. You see some Magikarp and something darted really quickly there. Was that a Carvana? You're not entirely sure, but more questions than answers.
Word to the wise, do not drop your keys down there.
Have you dropped
your Pokeball?
Have you dropped your keys or Pokeballs down there?
No, but I lost a shoe once.
Aww.
So I don't go in there anymore.
It's not a toe dipping pond.
Nah.
Okay.
So, you guys reach the end of the road and turn to go to the lab.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear noises crashing from the lab, like really loud noises, like. You're not sure what that sound was. There was a crash and a bang and a boom. And suddenly, like, the whole building shakes for a moment.
That sounds fun and expensive.
Yeah, that's kind of the soundtrack to this sleepy little burg. Let's just go in.
Who insures this madman?
It's a Pokemon League. I don't know why you think I know that.
Okay.
So, you guys move to...
Oh. Oh, hey. There's me. Can I move me? I can. And there's an itty-bitty Magnemite. Huzzah.
So you guys walk in and see a very large, burly man with a big, great, big gray beard and mustache, and his long white hair, and he is currently hand-to-hand with a Machamp.
Oh.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh, my.
And the sound seems to be from them slamming each other into the ground occasionally.
Should we come back?
You see us...
Would say just don't get involved.
Okay.
You see another man, much more typical lab sort of looking person. He's freckled and hawkish nose, and he has what looks like a radar gun, and is pointing it at the professor and the Machamp. As you hear and now to the left, shudder, shudder, shudder. Did you get those readings this time, Samuel?
No, sir. I'm sorry, but we're just... To the right, then! Come on, now! Scarlet, to the right! Boom!
This looks dangerous.
At which point, he goes... Samuel reads out...
That one clocked in at 75, sir.
Still needs more work. They break apart for a moment, and he brushes his hands off and pats down his lab coat, which you've noticed. You're not sure if the sleeves are ripped and torn intentionally, or if it's just gotten to that point.
Hey, Professor Redwood.
Ah, yes! Max Tesla! Good to see you!
I see you're playing with Scarlet again.
I'm just gonna wave quietly.
Yes! We had an idea that perhaps an interaction between humans and Pokemon could create a push to further power than usual.
Power what?
Why, Pokemon power, of course. Capital P, trademark pending.
Plus Ultra. Okay, that's awesome. So, this is Tesla. He's new.
I'm just
got
waving.
A letter also.
Yes, it's wonderful to meet you both in the flesh. Well, I've met you before, Max, and he walks over and slaps you on the back, and you think your lungs nearly came out of your chest.
I just plots completely. Totally phased down, just on the ground.
I'm just
yes,
kind of watching.
Pokemon power should invigorate both Pokemon and humans, with our bonds combining to make us more than we are by ourselves. And you two will help me prove my thesis.
Awesome.
I'm
Does
just
that
kinda,
mean we won't have to be here the whole time?
I'm just gonna like point at myself, kinda like quiet, and just like this guy?
Yes, you, Tesla! You give off fine readings according to the Pokemon Power Meter! Trademark pending.
Wait, what kind of readings?
Did you?
The other lab personnel sort of raises the little radar gun and says,
The Pokemon Power readings, of course.
Didn't the League say you couldn't just scan people anymore?
Wait, has this all been going on without me knowing this?
You know what? I'm not gonna get into it right now.
Has he done this before?
Well, I remember when I told you he's had a whole bunch of assistants?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
They didn't have the stomach for true research!
I'm just gonna kind of look down at my stomach.
Oh boy. So, what are our Pokemon doing at this point?
Shinx, Nikki is sort of head tilting, and then after the actual fighting stopped, has proceeded to start licking her tail and just completely ignoring all the goings on.
Excellent.
What is Magnemite doing?
Magnemite is still hovering there.
Okay.
I mean, it's a Magnemite. He's steely, complex. There's only so many emotions that can be conveyed with a single eyeball at one time. But if you had to guess due to your deep personal connection, it would be something akin to... What the...
He's kind of got like his magnets up and a shrug.
Yeah, more of a... I want to understand this, but I'm not sure it's a good idea.
Alright, so, your letter was kind of unspecific. What is it exactly you want us to do?
Simple! I want to scan you properly and determine your Pokemon power!
Are you gonna have Scarlet smash me into the ground? Because I'd rather that not happen.
Oh, no, no, not yet, silly.
Okay. What? Wait, I want to come back to that.
What we'll do instead is we'll have you step over into this machine over here, which will do a full scan to determine your strength in mind and body. And once we've determined your Pokemon power of that of you and the Pokemon you've already begun to make a connection with, we'll set a baseline. Then... He then holds out his hands, and you're really not sure where he pulled those from, but it is two of the latest Pokedexes.
Ooh. So we get gifts.
You will go out, and you will scan and develop connections with other Pokemon, raising your Pokemon power and proving that connections and compatibility with Pokemon improve both Pokemon and people.
We sure Pokemon will.
Journey. You know what? Yes, let's do that.
Let's do that.
Alright, step over into the machine. You first, Max.
Definitely you first.
Nikki.
Before he completely gets in it, I kind of want to, like, look at the outside. Should I roll a perception or anything?
Yeah, go ahead. Give me a perception and then give me a tech. Education.
Okay.
I'm going to do perception also.
Is that... Nope, I'm in... I click my thing. This is exciting, everybody.
First rules of the game.
Alright, so perception. I hit the dice button. Alright, and then...
It's a 9, that's not bad.
Yeah, I got a 9. Right? Where's... Okay, yeah, I got a 9.
I rolled a 17.
And then... But I get a +1 to that, so that's... Is that factored into that?
It should already be factored
in. Okay, alright. And then my technology education. I got a 17.
Nice. Okay, so, Max, when you're looking at this thing, it is a... You seemed okay with it at first, since he said it was just a scan, but you're now less comfortable now that you've gotten a good look at it. You're pretty sure that this is some mad scientist's idea of a haunted house machine. It seems to be cobbled together from all sorts of different machines and parts and pieces. You're pretty sure there's a Pokemon comp that's hooked in there, which is what are used to data transfer Pokemon into PCs. That is not scheduled for human use.
Hey, Professor Redwood. I've got a few questions.
As you turn around to ask this, Scarlet walks over and slams the door shut in your face.
So, well, before Scarlet does that, I've got my my wrench out.
I'm getting to you.
Okay.
So, you know with your technology, it's actually really impressive. This kind of looks like the work of an idiot savant. Because there's no way this should work. Like, there's no way, but the more you think about it, the more you kind of go, well, but if the power is rerouted through, oh, that would work. Like, clearly someone, most scientific thought goes A, B, C. Clearly, whoever developed this was going A, B, D, F, 9.
So, Max... You're probably gonna die.
Okay, well, my mom says I'm not allowed to convert my mass into energy. Is that gonna be a problem?
No trouble at all! I'll talk to your mother about it later. And he slams
at my funeral?
Too late.
And you suddenly the inside of this thing starts to glow and pulse. And how is Max reacting to this?
Well, there are people that know where I am, so at least I'll be avenged. So I'm just gonna stand there calmly, holding my shakes to my chest.
As he's in there, I'm just gonna, like, shout at him. Obviously, I know he hasn't said that in character, but I am gonna try to shout through the thick glass and be like, I don't know you well enough to avenge you.
Samuel, the sort of, pasty face looking one, comes over and types some things into a computer nearby, and suddenly a blue light starts scanning over you and Nikki, and you hear some beeps and boops and bops, and it gets uncomfortably warm for half a second, and then you hear a whirring noise as the thing seems to shut down.
That wasn't so bad, I think.
As you step out,
have a momentary freak out because I see Nikki's paws instead of my hands for a second, but then I realize it's fine.
It's because you're holding Nikki.
I'm just going to look at him, just kind of like I'm trying to inspect him.
I'm just gonna give you just a wide-eyed look and be like, yeah, it's fine. Nothing weird in there.
So, on the one hand, he looks kind of like he's coursing with static electricity. On the other hand, as a electric Pokemon owner yourself, you know that's kind of standard for you guys.
If I touch him, will I get shocked?
Well, it depends whether or not you're the positively charged or he's the negatively charged, you know. It really depends on the electrical charges between the two of you at this moment.
I'm gonna
you
touch
spend
him.
Way too you do get a small static shock zap. Again, you're not entirely sure if it was Max or Nikki.
Sorry about that. I'm gonna go stand over here feeling weird, if that's cool.
I think you've earned it.
Okay.
No! Tesla! And before you even can say things, Scarlet picks you up with the lower two hands and sort of shoves you in.
I don't know about all this now.
Slams the door shut. Begin the scudding!
Okay. While he says that, I'm pulling out my sunglasses and putting them on. They're small, blue, round sunglasses.
So, you feel the same thing. The whole thing lights up blue. There's this sort of blue laser light show that goes up and down your body and over a little gigawatt. And finally, you feel uncomfortably warm and a little tingly, and it stops.
And it's gigawatt with a soft G.
So, gigawatt.
I will die on this hill.
I'm aware you will. You gotta remember, I don't mind.
It's a soft G because it's a reference to Back to the Future.
I know it is.
It's a soft G on purpose.
So, you guys are out, and Samuel is typing away at the computer, and he says, "All right, so we score your Pokemon power on a range from 1 to 50.
Okay.
Your Pokemon power rating is, press this button, 1.
Oh, that's...
He sort of looks over to the professor. Professor, are you sure? Yes, they're perfect!
Wait, were each one...
Yes, sir.
Is one good? What happened here? I don't understand anything that happened since we walked in the door, man.
Well, so, for example, most people who've... according to our scanning tests, at least, most people who've never been on an adventure or have only just formed any connection at all with the Pokemon tend to be a 1. People who have firm connections with Pokemon and have gone through great lengths and trials tend to be much, much, much higher. So, okay. For example, the professor here comes in a score of 45.
Yowza.
Is there, like, a limit?
Well, the scale only goes to 50 at the moment.
Okay.
Okay, so it's
not bad. The professor steps forward and claps you both on the back. Yes, and you will progress, and you will reach for the stars, and you will grasp them in your hands and show what Pokemon mean to you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do this.
I'm still a little dazed. You could have just asked us some questions. You didn't have to throw us in a box full of electricity.
No.
All right.
Before we begin, there is one other thing that we should test.
Okay.
Cue battle music.
Ah. Ah. Battle. Battle times.
All right. So, let me make this so that you guys can move your Pokemons as well as your sprites.
let's see here. Okay, so you should have full control now.
Okay.
Yay.
So I can move Magnemite?
You should be able to, yes.
Yay.
Awesome. So, you will now get to... We will now have a little little attempt at a battle.
Yay.
Yay.
Now,
are we fighting each other or this gentleman?
The gentleman will be fighting you, cool. Samuel. But because we want to show off the fact that we are not playing just the Pokemon Pokemon games, but the actual tabletop, it'll be a multi-battle.
Cool.
Well, that seems unfair. Wait. We only have one Pokemon.
Well, there's two of them and two of us.
Oh.
You're only facing one. You're facing Samuel and his trusty Pokemon.
Is that a Bidoof?
That is a Bidoof. And he says, "Go, Bidife!"
Oh, no.
Oh, he's got two Bidoofs.
Go, Bidife!
Is that the plural? Oh. No.
He's got three Bidoofs. Oh my.
Yo! Bidorf!
What? That is too many Bidoofs!
It does seem exciting. You know we're only level one, right? We're only level... This is my first day!
And the professor, as you guys are talking, seems to be standing by the door, not conspicuously preventing you from leaving.
Okay.
And goes... That's it! I'm in your corner, lads! Show him how it's done!
Okay, I definitely want to come back to that. That seems illegal.
Look, if he kills us, no one will know.
Oh.
So,
the pond goes so deep.
The true reason behind the pond has been shown. Alright, so, first things first, we'll go ahead and, let's see here. I'm going to add some turns for our Bidoofs. And for you guys.
That is too many Bidoofs.
Can I run over and punch one?
We haven't gotten that far yet. What is Nikki and Gigawatt's speed?
Gigawatt's speed is... the combined, like the base and the allocated?
Mm-hmm.
7.
And
Nikki's is 8.
Alright, give me just a second while I grab Bidoofs.
There must have been a sale.
2 for the price of 1.
Buy 1 Bidoof, get 1 free. Just please take them.
Tell me you didn't pay money for this. 2-for-1 sale, pal.
Welcome to Crazy Jerry's Bidoof Outlet.
The things I do. All right. So, almost done here. So, the Bidoofs only have a 3, because, you know, it's a flippin' Bidoof. Give them a break. let's see here. Don't know why I did that, but oh well. Slight technical difficulties. We'll fix that later. All right. So the Bidoofs are going last, and you guys, and I'm double checking my my rules here, should also have a speed, if I remember correctly.
Sounds right.
And so what are your speeds?
My trainer's speed?
Correct.
Mine's an 8.
I am looking at the wrong thing. Basic info. My speed is also an 8.
All right. So, just see if I can...
Although, I don't know if I changed any of that. I could be wrong. It's too late to go back now.
There we go. All right, so... Jigga's was 6 and Nikki's was 7, right?
Nikki's was 8.
8. Jigawatts was 7.
Okay. So fix that. Perfect. So, Max, you and Nikki go. You, Nikki, and Tesla technically all go at the same time, but for sanity's sake, you will go first.
Max the person?
Max the person. Okay. So, you have a couple of different options. I don't know how much you read of the combat section, so.
Not a lot.
Okay.
Read none.
So. You have the option to give your Pokemon an order, or to take an action yourself.
Okay, so I'm going to order... going to give Nikki an order to... Or Nikki gets her own turn, right?
Yep.
Okay.
You're just directing.
Okay.
So that Nikki knows what the heck you want her to do.
All right. Alright, I'm gonna tell her. Nikki! Tackle the lead one.
Alright. So. Let me pull up. Alright. So, now each participant may take a standard action, a shift action, a swift action. Shift is to move. Swift is if you have any swift. Standard is to. Get a Pokemon to use a move or other. Okay, just wanted to double check myself there.
Sure.
Okay, so now, Nikki's turn, and Nikki will be using Tackle, yes?
Correct. Just saying.
So, alright, so Nikki will hit.
That's my girl.
And. Goodness gracious, Nikki.
Right back in the ball.
And that's it. The Bidoof is dead.
Just double checking, because that's really high, so I want to make sure that, like, whether or not that's just Nikki is that awesome, or... I mean, that's entirely possible. D8 plus 8. Okay. Yeah, Nikki just did great.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Plus heck the yeah. Attack. And then I forgot that I have to subtract the defense.
Ah.
I'm a little slow occasionally. Forgive me. So, it's a Bidoof, so its defense is laughable. So, it has a defense of 3. So, your attack of 21 damage. Did 18 damage to the Bidoof. Which, if you had to guess, probably brings it down to about half health. So it does not look happy with life. It has just had a electric, cat smash its face in. Which is not a thing that it was expecting to have happen today. Now, there is one little detail here. So, Tackle has the dash and push keywords.
I'm just imagining this Bidoof getting up in the morning, going over a checklist of things it expects to happen. Deep breath in the mirror, I can do this. I'm going to be my best Bidoof self today.
Now nope. You're making me feel bad for the doof.
Doof drama.
Of all the things I did not expect to have happen today, doof drama was not one of them.
This week on the CW.
No, we need 6 more episodes before we resolve one turn.
Yeah.
If it's going to be a CW show, so, you know, let's skip that.
See, it's actually appropriate that I'm making a CW joke because we're all in our 30s playing teenagers.
You're not wrong. Not wrong, sir.
Sorry, trying to get the section on move effects so that we can double check if there's anything oddball happening with the ability that you just did, because it does have the push and the dash. So now, just you will have to move Nikki though up to the Bidoof that Nikki attacked.
Okay,
pick a Bidoof to kill. Is gonna catch these paws.
Okay.
Shinx is so tiny compared to the Bidoof.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
Let's see here. By the way, for all of you inspiring RPG makers out there, do us all a favor and pretty please use the hyperlink option in your PDFs. Makes life a lot easier. Okay, you have to be able to move for dash keyword, which since you are, you're fine. And push keyword, you push a Pokemon the designated number of meters, which for Tackle is 2. So a little bit of a square back. And you bump Samuel back, or Samuel back as well.
Sorry.
So now, Tesla, it is your turn.
All right. So which one is dead? Are any of them dead?
None of them are dead.
But this one has half health.
Okay. That one has half health. Okay. How do I make the purple ring?
Just click and hold.
Oh, mine's blue. Okay. Alright. Cool. Alright, so, Gigawatt, I want you to tackle a different Bidoof. A different one, not the same one.
Gigawatt goes, Gigawatt, what? You think that was a sure bub?
Okay. Can Magnemite that? Can it say Gigawatt?
I wouldn't think so, but whatever. I'm gonna roll with it.
Okay. So I'm gonna roll my tackle, and that's the damage roll dice, the physical one. Okay. And 15, 17. I got a 17.
Yes, you did.
Huzzah.
Which will be -3 off of. because of Bidoof's burliness.
Oh, it's a burly Bidoof.
It's a burly Bidoof. So... So you hurt the Bidoof a little, but not as much as Nikki did.
No. Okay.
It's all that cat judo.
But it is time for revenge of the doof. So Nikki fights Zibidoof. Oof. And we'll do max Bidoof damage.
Awesome.
Now, max damage for Bidoof is 10. Or, no, there's... it's 18, but that's minus the defense of Nikki. So what's Nikki's defense?
Is... a 4.
Alright, so you'll minus 4 off of it, so it's 14 damage.
She's got, what, 48? Was her current hit point? 30. So that's not bad. Or wait, what was it, 14?
Yep.
Okay, so she's still at 25. It's not great, but...
it could be worse.
Yeah.
Now, the other Bidoof attacks Gigawatt. However, as our viewers may know, steel is not conducive to being hit in the head with your head.
Oh,
so the Bidoof scampers forward and leaps, and ka-dong! Now, he did still hit with enough impact to do, 12 damage.
Okay.
Or, 10 damage after the halving for having a very ineffective.
Okay. So I need to pull up his stats, right? Okay.
Yep, and then tell me what his defense is.
Gigawatt's defense is... the combined is 13.
So it did 1 point.
No.
So take that down to 29.
There's a reason why Magnemite's health is so low.
Yeah. Did that Bidoof just get a concussion?
Maybe a little. It's not looking too steady on its feet. This Bidoof, however, begins to scamper around.
Mm-hmm.
And attempts to tackle you, Tesla.
Hey, dirty pool.
And the...
can we get in the
professor
face?
Says, professor yells out, "In the wild, Pokemon will not respect league rules. Children, you must fight back with all your power."
I don't think our parents will be cool with this.
Do I have a chance to
It'll
react to
this? It'll be fine. Nope, not at the moment, you don't. I'm pretty sure that still hits you.
Aww.
Unless you have an evasion of 2 or more, it'll hit, so...
Let me look. I'm on stats. I don't see evasion. Nope, I don't have any evasion bonus that I know of.
Yeah, you wouldn't be at this level, I don't believe. You need to have 10 or more in the relevant stats.
I thought it was 8 in speed.
It might be, I'd have to double check.
Oh, I do have an 8 in speed.
But that would only increase by 1, assuming that's correct. While I finish up Bidoofing turns, if you want to look that up for me, Max.
Okay.
Alright, and a dice roll of 2 plus the attack of 8. So that should be... hold on 1 second. Just want to make sure I'm inputting this correctly. Oh, there's an additional plus 8 here, too. Okay. So that'll be 18 minus your defense.
18 minus my defense. Okay. So my defense is at 6. So, let's see. 18 minus 6 is 12. And my HP is 10?
No. Your HP is your trainer level plus 3 times your HP, I believe.
Okay, so my trainer level is 1 plus 3 times my trainer level, right? Wait.
Let me double check that.
Okay. Everybody, I'm bad at this and I'm sorry.
You should be. Oh, boy. Can we go back into this PDF? Trainer hit points is the trainer's level times 2 plus their HP times 3 plus 10. So it'll be 42.
42 minus 12.
You're at 30.
30. Okay, so where do I... okay, current. I'm going to just take that up to 30. Okay. All right. So there we go. Because it was just at, like, 10. So there we go. So it's at 30 now. Okay.
All right. So then another Bidoof will run forward and attack Max. However, and I'm not sure if this is officially in the rules, but I'm going to say it is because I think it should be. with the Bidoof running right next to Nikki... if Nikki wants to take a little headbutt to him, give a little tackle for a provoked attack.
Yes.
I don't like systems that don't have attacks of opportunity. It takes away a lot of tactical decisions.
Okay. Do you need me to roll a tackle?
Yep.
Okay. Because that sounds like my girl. Defense.
Whew. 21, nice.
Yeah. She doesn't mess around.
Alright.
Oh, and so... also, for every 5 points of speed, you get 1 point of evasion.
Ah, okay. So, let's see here. It's against this Bidoof 7. So. Fourteen damage. So that leaves it at 24. So that hurt. It is not happy with life. But it is one of the professor's Pokemon, so you know that's not too unusual.
Yeah, it's probably used to this sort of thing.
It really is. And it will bump you back for 20. Minus your defense.
Gander, what that is. Page my defense. My regular defense is an 8, with my evasion bonus of 1.
Well, your defense subtracts the damage. So it hit you because it got a 15 on the die roll.
Okay.
So with your 8 defense, it will only do 12.
Cool. And I have 42 hit points, so that's not bad.
Not at all. And we come back around to Max.
So if I throw baby doll eyes at this thing, I can't tell Nikki to do anything?
You can't tell Nikki to do anything.
Oh.
Nikki will act on her own.
Oh, okay. In that event, I am going to go ahead and hit this Bidoof that just tackled me with baby doll eyes.
By the way, anyone who's listening to this and is watching us make terrible, terrible rule mistakes, deal with it.
Yeah,
this is called GM adjudication. It is how we will work it until we figure out what the rules actually are.
Yeah, just be cool.
Yeah, don't be that guy, man.
So I'm gonna use baby doll eyes on the Bidoof.
All right.
So it looks like I forget what it does. But I think it lowers its defense by a level or something.
Oof. Mean.
You know what I'm about.
I know what I'm gonna do.
It lowers one combat stage. So, do 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 do.
Are you flirting with that Bidoof?
Kinda. It's a thing I picked up from a book.
That's.
Shut up. It'll help.
The Bidoof looks at you as you give it the big, soulful eyes, and you just look so pathetic, and Nikki looks at you and sort of gives the sensei nod. And the Bidoof can't bring himself to hurt you as much anymore. Nikki... seems rather upset with this Bidoof for hurting you.
I would agree. So, I'm gonna bet she throws a tackle that guy's way.
Oh yeah, she definitely does. And while your roll was horrendous, luckily this is Pokemon, and it doesn't need to be that good to still hit.
Yeah.
So, that hits that Bidoof hard. And because you do 2 meters push, but that Pokemon has no place to go, I'm going to do 2 extra damage to it.
Red. That's my girl.
Alright. So Max and Nikki have gone. So Tesla.
She runs over and I high-five her tail.
Okay. So, I've got something I want to do here.
Alright.
Alright. The first thing is... I just want to give Magnemite a quick, like, nod. Like, don't worry. I got this one that just tried to step up on me. Okay? And...
All right.
So, I have a wrench.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Are you going to beat an animal to death on our first podcast?
I did not make the rules... I am defending myself without resorting to cheap flirtery.
I wasn't saying not to. I'm just asking for clarification if you were.
I don't know that to death is the right word.
To faint?
Sure.
Well, so, you know, unless he crits, I don't think we're going to be killing anybody today.
So I've got this wrench. It's a 10-inch adjustable wrench. And what I want to do is I want to swing this thing under and catch the Bidoof, like, under the chin with it and knock it back.
Okay. That will be a basic attack. Let's see here, which I believe for... now I got to go back into the PDF.
Is that a combat?
It'll be a combat, but it's... Give me a combat roll first to see if you succeed in the first place while I figure out what kind of whether that'll count as a struggle move or if that'll count as its own specialty thing.
Okay. So I rolled it, but nothing's happening over here. Oh, here it is. I got a 6.
That's actually not that bad considering it's based off of D6s.
Is that
like a crit to me?
No, because it's 2d6s.
Oh, okay. Yep.
But still, not bad. Do I get a bonus for hitting it with a wrench?
Actually, yes. According to this, this counts as a simple weapon, because it's not a crude weapon. This would be... This would be counted as a crude weapon, so it counts as if you were using a modified version of the struggle attack, unless... Hold on. Uh, What is your combat ability?
It's a 2.
Okay.
With no modifiers. So it's untrained. Right.
All right, so you can just use struggle.
Okay.
So we'll pull up struggle here real quick.
Okay.
Should have made up some for yourself like I did.
Do I need to roll?
As soon as I figure out what struggle does, yes.
Okay. I didn't think we could give ourselves moves.
Oh, you're probably not supposed to. I just did. It's fun for me.
And Lucas...
No, not struggle bug, just regular struggle.
And Lucas is just okay with it.
Well, I don't think I'll actually use them because I named them kind of inappropriate things.
You literally just flirted with that Bidoof.
Yeah, but that one's dead now. Or that one's passed out now.
No, it's not passed out yet. It's just hurt.
Oh, it's not? Oh.
Yeah. Let's see. Struggle is a normal move. So, 391. I have so many problems with their formatting for this PDF.
I said we were going to talk formatting later.
And you weren't wrong. Turn, safeguard, scary face, simple beam.
I hit it with simple beam.
No, you didn't hit it with your head. Oh, bloody. Is struggle just not on this list? That is going to be very annoying. It is not. Hold on, I have to find out what in the world struggle is. Hyperlinks, folks, hyperlinks. If you design a PDF that is a massive, intricate system, congratulations, it is awesome. But if you're going to distribute it via PDF, hyperlink it. I'm done.
I hit it with a hyperlink. Bidoof like catches a virus. No, Bidoof accidentally gives its credit card number information out.
Oh boy. So of course struggle has its own section. Base damage 4, which is 1d8 plus 6 plus your attack.
Okay, so what do I need to roll?
You need to roll a d8.
Okay. Can I roll that just from my character page?
Yeah, you should be able to just click on a D8.
Where is the D8?
So there should be a little thing over on the left-hand side. Unless that only shows up for GMs, I'm not sure.
Yeah, there's a device. Toolbar. It's got the pointer and ruler. And then there's a D8, or a multi-dice underneath it.
So click on the D20.
I don't see this.
It's on the left-hand side of the screen, on roll 20.
Oh, okay, 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 alright. So there's the D, okay. So I'm clicking on D8. Okay.
Rolling. And I need another D20 roll.
Okay.
Okay, so you hit, and you do 4 damage, plus 6 plus your attack.
And my attack is, I'm going to pull that back up here. My attack is 5.
All right. So 4 plus 6 is 10 plus 5, then minus 7. So you thunk the head of the Bidoof pretty well.
All right.
You're not really you're a lover, not a fighter, so it doesn't really impact as much as you'd maybe want it to. But the Bidoof is a little less wary about you now, or a little more wary about you now.
He better be, or he gonna catch this wrench.
And Jigawa goes, Megamite! And sort of tries to power drop on that Bidoof.
On the one that attacked me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And so we will flip over to Jigawatt here.
Okay. Are you rolling for him?
Yep, I'll go ahead and roll that tackle.
Okay.
For some good damage.
Good job, Jigawatt.
Alright, so then we add in his attack of 6. So 25. So 18 damage.
Alright.
That is a solid hit.
Nice.
That Bidoof is looking rather unhealthy.
Well, it better be.
Just, you know, power bombed by a steel orb to the head. So the Bidoof, it is Revenge of the Bidoof time.
Ugh.
So, Samuel goes out, use Formation Alpha!
I don't care for that.
And the Bidoofs begin to surround Nikki and attempt to sort of surround Gigawatt.
Tiny Gigabyte is the villain from Reboot.
Right, yeah. Right. Amazing show. Anyways.
Doesn't hold up as well as you remember.
It really does.
There's a live-action look of it.
Shush. Let my rose-colored glasses filter all things.
That episode with the Mulder and Scully sprites was pretty great, though.
True enough. So, the two Bidoofs work together and sort of smash together and, with Nikki in between them.
I forgot to mention her intimidate effect. Does that lower? That should lower all of the Bidoof's attacks.
All right, I will notate that for this point forward. If you don't remind me of an ability, I won't retroactive it. So keep that in mind.
That's fair.
All right, so that means one of these Bidoofs that you babied all-eyed is now at a negative 2 combat stages.
Suck it!
And
you know, I didn't think that would be useful when I decided on it, but I'm glad I did.
So, 10, 24, 30... 36. So it's a total of 36 damage, but Nikki will get to apply her defense twice. Because two attacks.
That's my girl. Her defense isn't great. It's, so that would be 8 total. What was the damage?
36.
Minus 8. It's 28. So Nikki's down.
And let me double check my numbers there. 2 plus 8 is 10. 6 plus 8 is 14. Plus 6 on each of them. So it would have been 36, then minus Nikki's 8, so 28. Sorry.
She was already at 25.
Ah, okay. So she'll be down. And then it'll be this Bidoof's turn, and these two Bidoofs will attempt to try the same thing on Jigawatt.
That's not going to go good. That's going to go bad.
Hit. So these guys do a slight bit better, probably because they don't didn't have quite as many negatives, and do a total of 38 damage until we factor in the steel, and then it's 19.
And then minus Gigawatt's defense
twice.
Right, which is 13.
So 5.
Okay, so subtract 5 from my Gigawatt's current hit points. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, it comes back around to you, Max, and Nikki has been hit by this Bidoof. She looks like she's fainted. I can only imagine how distraught you are.
My eyes just go jet black. And I run over and kick this one as hard as I can.
Alright. Please do, you will do a struggle, so I need you to roll a d20. You crit.
And I kick it into next Tuesday.
So I need you to roll me a d8.
Oh, come on.
Now roll me a second d8 for the crit.
Perfect. That's wonderful. I crit, I get a full a natural 20, and then two ones. That's perfect.
Womp, womp.
So, that's still 2 plus 12 plus a double your attack.
Let's see what my attack is. My attack is a 7.
Plus 14. You bounce that Bidoof off the cabinet.
Can I ricochet shot him into Samuel?
Roll me a d20.
Crit. Sam! 9.
No. Nah, sorry. Don't ricochet shot.
I mean, curses.
So, you knock that Bidoof into next week. And...
Is it down now?
Oh, it is very down.
Okay, good.
And the professor shouts to you, "Go to her! She is your companion! Your compatriot! Your other half! Empower her!"
Okay. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Do you have a potion? Or a revive?
No. Do you pick up Nikki?
Yes.
As you pick up Nikki, there is a literal spark that jumps between you.
It always happens, so I don't really pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm. However, Nikki sort of shakes her head and gives out a annoyed mew. Jinx! Jinx!
You really scared me, sweetheart. I'm going to clutch her real close.
So, in meta terms, you don't know why, but Nikki seems to be at 1 HP.
Excellent. Oh, thank God.
So, it is now Tesla's turn.
Okay. I am going to check in my pocket to see if I have any screws.
Jesus Christ.
Look, I have a plan.
Roll me a d20 and we'll see what your luck is.
Okay. Nope.
No.
I have nothing. Okay. That's okay. I still have that Bidoof right in front of me, though, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm gonna hit it with my wrench.
Give me your wrench load, another d20.
Another d20? Okay. A 5.
That's enough to hit. It's okay. Just a Bidoof.
Okay.
Now a d8. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, d8.
D8. A 4.
Plus 6, plus, 10. Plus your attack.
10 plus, my attack is 15.
Alright, so, which Bidoof were you hitting?
This one.
The one to your left?
Yeah.
For those of us who can't see the map.
Mm-hmm. The one to my left, the one closest to me.
All right, the Bidoof was unhappy with these changes.
I'm just gonna like conk it right on the top of the head with the wrench.
And Gigawatt proceeds to spin around and fly at the Bidoof, and we'll fly at the Bidoof. Come on.
Is he tackling the same one I just hit?
Yes.
Okay. And he does pretty good.
18 is not bad. So 18 plus 6 is 24 minus the 7. So 17 damage.
Okay. To answer Sky's question, yes, I guess I am going to beat a Pokemon to death on our first episode.
And that Bidoof goes down.
I full swing soccer kicked one, so don't. I can't point fingers.
This Bidoof runs up to you, Max, and looks like it's about to try and tackle you and Nikki in your arms.
Is that right?
Punch it in the face!
That's the plan.
Right, so, right on the nose.
It's like a shark. Alright.
It'll hit you in the stomach. I assume you move Nikki out of the way so he can't hurt her.
Right.
So you will you be tanking that hit for Nikki?
Yeah. I got 30 hit points left.
Alright, well, there just went 9... 17 of them, minus your defense.
My defense, I should have written it down. I think it's an 8. Yeah, it's an 8.
Alright. So, and then the other one will attempt to tackle Gigawatt, and will do so, but do such pathetic damage that I'll do 1.
So while I barf in my mouth, you're totally fine.
Ting, ting. And it is now your turn, Max.
I'm going to look at this thing that just punched me in the stomach with its face. And I'm going to go ahead and do a full swing soccer kick on it also.
Nikki seems to glare at it as you do so. And jinx. So, has anyone here played, Mario Soccer?
No.
No.
Oh. Okay, so, imagine for a moment that as Max brings his foot back, it starts to be wreathed in electricity for a moment.
Okay.
Max, please roll D20 for me.
Absolutely. Shazam. Yeah. That's not good at all.
Roll me a D10. So that'll be 7 plus 10.
Okay.
Plus your special attack.
My special attack is a 5.
So as you kick this Bidoof in the face... Sparks shower in front of you like a bulb just shattered. And just sparks fly everywhere for a moment as this Bidoof takes this rather devastating kick to the face and flies back. You don't remember telling Nikki to do a move there. You're not sure what just happened.
I'm just going to look at the other one, the other Bidoof, and yell, "Do you want some of this?"
The Bidoof is used to this nonsense. Tesla, it's your turn.
It's Tesla's turn. Okay, so that one Bidoof is definitely gone. Alright.
Yep, 3 Bidoofs are down.
Okay. Alright, I'm going to... Gigawatt. Hit the one right in front of you with a tackle.
Alright. And... frankly, it doesn't have enough HP to live through this, so it faints as well.
Yay! I'm just going to throw both hands up. Yeah. We are taking it to these Bidoofs. They're going down. They don't know who they messing with.
Slowly turn to look at Professor Redwood with fire in my eyes, be like, "You, in the name
he's
of Arceus,
clapping.
I swear."
He is clapping. Excellent! Excellent! Amazing! Good show all! And he runs up and picks you and Nikki up into the air. That was amazing! Full Pokemon Untrainer melding into one! Outstanding!
I swear to Arceus, if you don't put me down, I'm gonna spark kick you in the face too.
In the back of your head, you're not really sure if that would work.
I know for a fact it wouldn't, but I'm in no mood.
It's the principle of the matter. So he sets you down. He says, "This is what I'm talking about." Oh, here, one of these. And he pulls out a little spray bottle and sprays Nikki in the face with it.
Thank you.
This kind of
the human
building.
One. I took one in the stomach. Also, do you have a human one?
I have some lemonade.
That's good enough. Thank you. I'm
sorry,
Samuel's I was rude.
Samuel's busy, like, picking up Bidoofs back into the bowls and going, another trip to the center today.
This is why you have a Pokemon Center in town, isn't it?
I always suspected.
Alright, so before we get further for story purposes, you do get some EXP. So congrats.
Do I still have a Bidoof I need to kill?
No, you
don't. Okay.
The Bidoofs have been bedone.
Okay.
Bidoofs have been dispatched.
I'm just double checking how the level up and everything else works for the system. Because it would once again be far too easy if this was properly liked. I am going to keep complaining about that, by the way.
Do you want to switch over to it to the other system?
No. I had the same problem with the other system.
Oh, okay.
I cut my teeth on the other system because one of my players was let's go special. Special enough to print out the entire book.
Oh,
all 300 some pages of it and put it in a binder for me. So I had like a physical book I could work with. I no longer have that book, but I learned the system well enough that it didn't really matter. Let's see here. Character advancement. Here we go. Then I'll need to find Pokemon advancement as well.
Aw, I didn't get any cool spark kick with Magnemite.
Yeah, well,
no, you just kind of...
I mean, that's okay. I beat a Pokemon nearly to death.
Yeah, my leg is all tingly. When is that going to stop?
I've got to sleep with that now. Knowing that I did that. But I was defending myself.
Yeah, I'm going to have to carry around a wrench or something, too.
Yeah. You should... Maybe we should stop by... I don't know. Does the Pokemart sell sporting goods?
I don't know. I've never really checked.
I mean, baseball bat, wrench, you know. See, I like the wrench because I can do things like that and it doesn't
so
damage.
So, I would consider this a significant, important battle.
Okay.
It is our first.
It is our first.
And it is not only your first, but a first against uneven odds.
Is there blood on my wrench?
Oh, maybe a little.
Oh, Arceus.
So, you noticed that I did say that your Pokemon power went from 1 to 50?
Yes.
Right. That's because in Pokemon Tabletop United, there are 50 levels.
Oh.
And, so that means, unlike a lot of other games, you level up fairly frequently in this game. Such as right now.
Neat.
Okay, neat. So I take my character to level 2.
Yep, and you'll get all the bonuses and such for that. Yep. Your Pokemon will also receive EXP, which I'm also trying to find out.
How many EXP do we earn?
You don't. Either get trainer points for things that are not quite story significant enough to justify a level up, or you get an actual level up.
Mm.
So things like gym badges are an automatic level up.
Okay.
Cool. Or story important pieces.
Okay. You know, when we're done recording here, Lucas, we'll probably, I'm probably going to call it a night, but when we go to record again, we'll probably do all the housekeeping stuff not while we're not recording. So I'll probably need your help making sure I level up properly.
Right. Duly noted. 2, 3.
Once we do this a couple episodes in a row, I'll probably have it down.
All right, so your Pokemon need 50 experience. They're already at 40. Okay. How much is a Bidoof worth? Probably not much.
100.
I somehow don't feel that's correct.
Okay.
I could be wrong, okay. But we may have to just do EXP later, because I can't seem to find it at the moment, so
that's fine.
We'll housekeep it.
Okay. So, I think we can call this an episode?
I think this is a pretty good episode.
Yeah, this is a good place to call it.
Yeah.
So we got through the stuff that I wanted to do. You guys have your Pokedex, you had your first battle, you met the professor and Samuel, and got to enjoy his presence.
I kicked the hell out of a pair of Bidoofs.
I hurt some aminals.
Overall, a successful first outing as a Pokemon trainer.
Oh, alright. Perfect. Alright, so let's do our wrap-up.
Alright, so it's been an episode, everybody. So, again, Lucas, where can people find you on the internets?
You can find me on Twitter at GMStarSun. That's all the presence I have at the moment, but you'll see random nerdy posts and things from me about there, and more information as I get up to things.
Very cool. And, Sky, where can people find you on the internets?
Probably in Pokemon Jail for Pokemon abuse. Because I kicked two of them in the face. I'm at Sandwich Surplus on all social medias, and I run a podcast, Pop Culture Failure, where we watch something from our youth, something, you know, like a children's show from our youth that sucks, and we talk about it. Right now we're doing Animorphs, the Nickelodeon series. It's just terrible, but it's a lot of fun talking about it, and you can follow that show at Failed Pop Culture with no E at the end.
Well, I will agree to disagree, but that's okay. So everybody, if you're listening to this, you can follow us at Pokemon Mind Body, one word, on Twitter, and you can follow us on iTunes and on Podbean. And please, if you're listening to this, and again, if you enjoy what you're listening to, I'm gonna hopefully cut out all the swear words. For
Sorry.
The most part.
We actually did a fair good job of that.
I think we did okay for an average tabletop gaming session.
I think it was just me. Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. I'm going to try to cut that out, so we try to keep things a little bit more family friendly. But, I mean, we did also almost beat Bidoofs. They saw Arceus. They saw Arceus. But please follow us on Twitter at Pokemon Mind Body, one word. Follow us on iTunes, and again, if you're listening and you like us, please leave us a review and let us know, because that helps our visibility. And if you're interested in coming on, our email address is PKMN, like the official Pokemon abbreviation, mindbody@gmail.com. So if you're interested in coming on as a guest character, you know, please email us, and I'm sure we can work something out. And also, again, check out my other shows, Nerdfix Strangers and The Wrestling Time Machine, if you're into that. And please don't forget to check out YvetteMakesThings.com for all your cool, nerdy, homemade, handmade gifts. And last but not least, check out Braxton Burke for some really cool Pokemon music. And that's everything.
Alright.
That's all of it.
Adieu, au revoir, a vida sain, au revoir, and all those goodbye things.
We need to figure out a sign-off.